Now, for some families, finding a way might mean dipping into savings or reaching for a credit card, because in both October and November, spending increased faster than people's incomes did.
And how long can, if I might put it this way, we keep that up before we run out of money?
Well, there are already signs some families have hit the wall. Procter & Gamble said this week that some anxious shoppers are beginning to skimp on things like laundry detergent and even toilet paper. Now, presumably that just means switching from P&G Charmin to a cheaper brand. But, you know, there are lots of examples of kind of two-speed spending behavior where upper-income families are able to splurge while lower-income families are just scraping by. The Darden restaurant chain, for example, has a wide variety of offerings, from the never-ending pasta bowl at Olive Garden, which is just under $14, to a $90 Wagyu filet at the Capitol Grill. And CEO Rick Cardina says Darden's doing fine thanks to middle and upper-income customers who are offsetting any cutbacks by those at the bottom.
The consumer's still resilient. They're being cautious, with the largest growth coming from our higher-income households. But there was a little pullback in those earning less than $50,000 in casual brands.
Now, wealthier families might feel like they can afford to spend more because, you know, the stocks in their retirement account are doing okay and their home values are climbing, whereas people living paycheck to paycheck may feel like they have to tighten their belts.
Scott, is there any help on the horizon for lower-income families?
There could be some. They may get a bigger tax refund this year and perhaps see a little boost in their take-home pay, thanks to the GOP tax cut passed last summer.